Hey everybody, so this is a bit of a different recording. It's not a podcast. I would say it's more of a, I don't know, a request or a statement or me just wanting to use the platform to put a message out to the industry, I guess. So this is the second time, actually it's the third time that I've recorded this. The second time got interrupted by a phone call. But this, yeah, I did record this earlier on today and I'm not re-recording it because of a phone call. On that instance, I'm re-recording it because it was a little bit emotionally charged. I think you'll probably understand when you hear what it is I'm going to be speaking about and requesting. But just for a little bit of a background on this one, for a bit of context, I have been for a long time somebody that's championed the need for increased inclusivity within the martial arts. I've been championing the idea of governing bodies getting more involved, in associations getting more involved, and for all the promises of action and for all the pointing towards these different policies and these courses that are being developed, nothing really seems to happen. And I feel like I have a moral duty, so to speak, not just because I'm an absolute gobshite, but actually I have a proper moral responsibility and duty to speak out and to use this platform that I've built up over the last six years to try and do something about solving this problem. And this is one of instructors, martial arts instructors in particular. I'm not saying everybody, I'm just saying it is something that I've seen using what might be phrased as ableist language, just essentially just sort of disability-based slurs in their everyday posts, in their interactions on social media, saying things like, you know, I saw an example of an instructor referencing somebody being a particular kind of special in their behavior. And, you know, that's very, very clearly, I think everybody would agree, a slur at disabled people. And it's not only that. Now, what I'm actually going to say here, I'm going to just basically issue a little bit of a trigger warning. And I know that some people might then start referencing me being woke and all this lot. But hey, I'd rather be accused of being woke than being a massive knob. So for those people out there that would appreciate a trigger warning, I am going to be mentioning some terminology, some phrases that some of you may find offensive. Words that I've seen instructors using on social media again, I'm not leveling this at everybody. I'm just saying I have seen examples of instructors using phrases like spaz and retard, window licker, phrases like this, you know. And I actually heard an instructor, they perhaps didn't mean for it to come out quite the way they did, but they actually referenced somebody as being spastic. You know, and this sort of language, for all that you may be listening now and be acting shocked to hear that that's happening, but you're probably seeing and hearing it more than you realize. And I'm not in any way trying to make that sound like you don't care, but the problem with it is it's been normalized now to such a level that it goes on all the time. Some people will take the approach of, oh, well, sticks and stones, but that's a nonsense. It really, really is in this case. What you've got to remember is, you know, when you're taking language designed to insult people and equate their actions to those of somebody with a physical or a mental disability, in some cases, you're actually targeting people that they understand that the word you are saying is not nice, but they're not able to understand, to comprehend the nuances of the meaning. Like, you see people, instructors, you know, saying, oh, well, I don't mean the R word like that. I just use it for people that behave this way. You don't get to take ownership of a word that was developed specifically to distinguish between disabled people, to segregate in that way. You can't take that word and switch it's, oh, well, I only mean people that are acting that way, that aren't no, that's not how it works. You just don't use the word. You just don't be a massive knob. Don't use the word, you know. And what you've also got to remember as well, aside from the fact that, you know, you're using a word that the certain group aren't, they're not going to be able to understand the nuances of why you're using it. They just know it's a nasty word. They just don't understand why you're using it. But you've got to think about the families as well. Okay, so anybody out there that's a parent will know that we worry about sending our kids out into the world. We worry about them being bullied and teased and picked on. Now imagine that you're the parent of a disabled child, for which, actually, full disclosure, I am. My youngest daughter has Down syndrome, and I have seen firsthand the damage that the use of these words does to people and to families, to parents, to siblings, firsthand, okay? And what you got to remember is, as a parent, with a child with nothing else going on at all, sending them out into the world and worrying about them being bullied. Now imagine you're sending a child out with a disability into the world that you know is going to face prejudice from adults, that is going to be picked on more so because of their situation by other kids. You know that is going to happen. And then you see a martial arts instructor, somebody that's held as a community leader, somebody that proclaims to teach tolerance, to teach discipline and self-control and inclusion. Somebody that is a recognized leader in their community that holds power and influence over children and adults, I'll add that too, is on social media using nasty disability targeting phrases like the R word, and I won't say them all again. Think about how that makes them feel. Because you are too lazy to use a different descriptive, an outdated phrase. Do you really need to hang on to your rights for free speech and to be able to say what you choose? Do you need to hold on to it that dear that you are willing to upset parents of kids with disabilities? And to upset people with disabilities that perhaps aren't able to fully understand or interpret or break down why it is or how it is, the nuances of why you are saying what you are saying. Do you really need to hang on to that right so much to offend these people? If you do, I think you're a knob. I'll say it now. I don't have any qualms with that whatsoever. There are plenty of words and descriptives that you can use. Now, let's just take this a little bit further. And this is something that... this is why I want to tackle this a little bit more now. If I was to go onto social media and use some phrasing, racist-based words, or if I was to target somebody based on their sexuality or their religion, I would be shut down. I would be cancelled immediately. Yet disabled people seem to be exempt from that. They seem to be okay. We can make jokes at their expense. That's okay. Now, anybody that's sitting there, oh, well, people make jokes about everything all the time. Okay, well, I'll say this to you. Go onto social media. Go onto social media right now and find somebody and accuse them of being something based on their religion, based on their race, or based on their sexuality, and see where that gets you. Now, we all know that people go around calling people the R word and stuff like that, and oh, I don't mean it like that. The problem is, though, you can't get away with using that, and you shouldn't be allowed to, which is why I'm encouraging people now. If you see it happening, say something. If you don't want to say it publicly, take it to a private message. Do it respectfully that way. Because although I don't think anybody should get a free pass, sometimes there may be ambiguous examples where you may be not sure. But just have the conversation, because the longer we keep saying, oh, it's just words, the longer we keep letting, oh, well, you know, it's just Dave, it's just how he is. No, it needs to be shut down. And I'll give you a very personal example as to why. Some of you may have seen a post that I shared on from Instagram, on I said it on my Facebook page, about a week or so ago. I shared a video on Instagram of my daughter, my four-year-old daughter. My four-year-old daughter practicing martial arts with me at my gym. It was actually, It was actually the first time she put on this smile in here, isn't it? It's the first time she put on a uniform and belt. And I'm going to try and tell you this now without absolutely losing my shit. It's the first time she put on a uniform and belt. And some clown decided that they were basically going to comment on the video, "The down's going to knock you down." Just let that sink in. Now, you may well think, well, hang on, well, how does this all tie in? Coming back to martial arts instructors using this type of language on social media and in general in a class environment, in a social environment, you're normalizing it. You're making it okay. Oh, but I don't mean it like, no. You're making the language okay so that scumbags like that guy can wander around thinking it's okay to make comments like that. Now, I'm under no illusion that they probably go around making race-based jokes, they probably go around making all sorts, because they're just pond scum. These people are like that. But whilst it's normalized, whilst community leaders, like martial arts instructors, continue to make jokes, oh, it's just words. Yeah, all right. Whilst you continue to do that, you're normalizing it. You are setting an example to the next generation of kids and adults, because let's be honest, adults hang on our words as well. They want to be like us. They want to behave like us. They want to, you know, that's fact. Now, I'm not saying everybody, but we do get that. Anybody who's been teaching for long enough will know that. But the kids do. They hang on our words. Parents have us on social media. I dare say some of you are daft enough to have kids on your social media from you as well. That's a different subject altogether. But they're seeing, they're hearing, they're in your class when you're doing it. They're witnessing the normalization of disability-based negative language. And then it just carries on and carries on. And then people like myself, you know, with a young child with a disability, we have to send them out into the world with people behaving like that, feeling that it is okay to make jokes at their expense. And it's not, and it needs to stop. We cannot, and I'm going to stop this in a minute, we cannot preach inclusivity and tolerance and discipline and the cornerstone of martial arts, respect. We cannot, as martial arts instructors, preach respect and be disrespectful to members of the community that most need our help. It needs to stop. So I urge you, if you see somebody, an instructor, if you see anybody, to be fair, but particularly if you see a martial arts instructor or a high-level martial artist or somebody on social media or in person, call them out for it. You don't have to be aggressive about it. I know I'm getting a little bit emotionally charged about this. You can take it to private message. You can do it in an empathetic way. You can do it in a positively encouraging way. You don't have to just flat out call them a knob for it. I might do that because that's me. But I understand for some of you, you're just, you don't want to get into that confrontation. But if we are going to hold ourselves as leaders in the community, sometimes we have to stand up and do tough things. And sometimes we just need to take a stand. And I think this is one that's been left to run for too long. And I will actually say, for anybody out there that's part of an association or a governing body, and if you've been promising to put things in place, I urge you now to start getting policies in place so that instructors that carry on like this have some sort of comeback for it, for training to be put in place, for courses to be put out there, for people to do. Yeah, I know that this stuff about inclusion, but it's so wishy-washy and it's so vague, and it doesn't really cover it in depth. There needs to be something out there properly devised so that people like me don't have to, hijack their own podcast to get on their soapbox and start ranting about this sort of stuff. Or actually, I don't want to say it's a rant. It's an emotional plea. Anyway, I'm sorry that I've kind of hijacked my own podcast to do this, but I'm sure that those of you that know me, or even those that don't know me, will understand that I kind of felt like enough was enough, and something needed to be said, and that's the point that I'd reached. I wasn't sure how to do this, whether to do it as a video, whether to do it as a written post. But I think my best outlet is to just say it. And you know, if you're listening to this now thinking, oh, he's talking about me, then perhaps it's time for you to make a change. I think we'll leave it there. Anyway, thank you for your support. As always, if anybody has any questions about any of this, then you drop me a message. If you have any suggestions about ways to get some of these associations, governing bodies that keep promising to do things that just don't, then, you know, again, feel free to contact me. Anyway, guys, thanks for your support. As always, normal services will resume from the next proper podcast. But to close with, thanks for listening, guys.